You're listening to episode 279 of Women Worldwide. How is it that entrepreneurs can move mountains with their passion? How about you? Do you have the same drive to make things happen quickly and with impact? I've got a guest today who has a lot to share on this topic, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you so much for showing up and for being here. We appreciate how much you are helping to grow our network because you're sharing, and that's in a couple ways. You're sharing the stories of the amazing guests who come on the show and their advice. You're also letting us know what's going on in your world and how you're feeling. And we always want to remind you that we are here to help. Okay, today's topic. Let's talk about the entrepreneur that moves mountains and gets things done. Now, if you were to think about it, because I was thinking about this today, we were not talking about PPE and all the equipment that is needed, the masks, the gowns, the ventilators, the tests that all have to get into the hands of healthcare professionals. Right. And now all of a sudden, all of these products have to be produced and they have to be distributed. Well, that's where the entrepreneur really helps. And that's the perfect segue to my guest today. So joining me on the show is Rachel McCrary, and she's an alum to Women Worldwide. This is her second time on the show. Rachel is the co-founder and president of InfraWare. And InfraWare is a company that actually creates proprietary FIR garments, and she's going to explain that, ships PPE, and has recently partnered with a company in Hong Kong, Jeans Print, to develop and distribute COVID tests around the world. Now, Rachel has probably been doing even more behind the scenes, so I think it's important that she shares her journey and her advice with you. Rachel, thanks so much for being on the show. Welcome.
Hi, Deirdre. Thanks so much for having me. It's nice to see you.
Oh my gosh, it's nice to see you too. And it's just so great to have you on because of what you're doing and the times that we are living in right now. But before we get to the great work that you're doing at your company, InfraWare, let's talk a little bit about what put you on the path, your passion in the apparel industry, and what kind of got you to InfraWare?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a fashion designer. I have worked in apparel for 20 years. I went to fashion design school in San Francisco. I even worked in fashion in high school, sewing my own garments and selling them to other people. I was a model for a while. I lived in New York City and had a career in the apparel industry. I also spent quite a bit of time in Hong Kong doing sourcing and manufacturing. A lot of logistics involved with apparel and fashion design, you know, moving things around, getting a lot of different small items together in order to make the perfect garment. I worked in corporate. I had also some successful startups. I was an intimate apparel designer, I'd say more so than other things. My partners and I created a bra called the RX bra. The RX bra is a medically effective bra that's also cute and comfortable. So it uses far infrared technology, so similar to an infrared sauna. We infuse ceramic with infrared, break it up into a powder, and permanently bond it to the yarn.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Thank you. It's invisible to the human eye, but it's activated by your body heat, increases blood flow and circulation, and promotes healing. So When women undergo breast augmentation, they're usually required to wear a compression garment for up to 8 weeks. And they typically don't because the products on the market are unsightly or uncomfortable. Or they don't even know there is a product on the market.
Right.
So we wanted to make something that the plastic surgeon liked because she would actually wear it, because you can have complications if you don't. We wanted to make it appealing and cute and comfortable for her so that it was something fun to wear. So it's, you know, it's a black seamless garment. It's really comfortable. It doesn't have any seams. So if you have just recently had augmentation of any kind, it doesn't interfere with incisions. It also promotes healing and helps prevent and heal scarring and prevent stretch marks. So it also helps with increasing lactation. We're patent pending for increasing lactation.
So Rachel, is this what an FIR garment is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's awesome. You know, you mentioned the, so I see how this could lead to infrawear and what you're doing. You mentioned Hong Kong and some of those inroads. Were you drawing upon your experience in different parts of the world to be able to do what you're doing now?
And with regards to the medical?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, we've been selling to plastic surgeons for 5 years. And about January and February, when everything was starting to get a bit crazy, some of them asked us to assist in getting some PPE because a lot of the distributors were out. You know, we just called our sources in Hong Kong and asked for some assistance for them to receive some masks and some other PPE items that they needed. We didn't think much of it or think that we were, you know, getting into that business. We just wanted to help out.
Tried to
learn everything that we could about the different items because we had only made our own products before. We had not ever shipped other people's products. You know, my years of doing this for 20 years, I've only, you know, made our own products. So, you know, sourcing other people's products was something that was new. So we would just show it to them and ask them, is this what you're looking for? And just helping them to get those items. Not really sure if that's something that we would want to always continue, but certainly able to help while it's needed. If we can be helpful and additive to that. So yeah. And then we, the whole test kit conversation came up. We sourced different test kits, unbeknownst to us, the road that would lead. Looked at a lot of them. One of the test kits in particular came with everything. So it came with everything that you would need in order to facilitate a test. Not really even having, you know, thinking of that ahead, just as a user saying, oh, that makes sense, you know. This is easier to use. So I had a personal connection to the CEO of that company, and we started a conversation, and we gave the test to some of our plastic surgeons and some other relevant validation parties who got pretty excited about the test. And then, you know, we just developed a larger business relationship. I would say, you know, now we're their exclusive distributor, and we assist with a lot of their, our at this point compliance with the various organizations around the world. You know, if we can be additive by, you know, putting more rapid tests out there, then that's what we're, you know, just trying to do.
Yeah. I mean, that would be great. And, you know, I'm sort of listening to what you're saying and all the ways that you've gotten into, you know, different ways to help and what you're doing now. What do you think, what are the characteristics of a leader today? So here you are leading this charge, right, with your company. Even just the example of Hong Kong and jeans print. What are the characteristics of a leader during COVID? Is it the same as in normal times, or do certain characteristics really stand out to you?
I'm sure there's some characteristics that stand out to me when I observe other leaders, and I would, you know, like to, you know, be more like that. You know, typically they listen a lot to what's said and what's even not said.
Yeah.
I think that's important is We're all going through different things during this time while we're running our businesses, right? And we all have familial things going on, personal things going on, and there's different economic and vibrational climates in different parts of the country and the world at different times. And we all may be going through different parts of that. You know, usually when I speak with people, they're having some people will have a week where they're like, well, this is where we are now. Let's just move forward and make the best of it. And then sometimes they'll have a week of, loneliness or anxiety and sort of listening to one another and understanding where we're at and saying, hey, how are you today? And what's said, and also the vibration of what's not said. And, you know, just making sure that we're respecting each other's boundaries. If we need, time and space at that time, is now a good time to have this conversation, is a good question to ask. And just making sure that we're being a little more sensitive than normal and thoughtful. And people have very different boundaries of what they're comfortable with, in our interactions, and just being mindful of that and where you're at that week. Somebody else might be in a different place where they're feeling just like they want to pull back a little bit. Just paying attention to other people and seeing what their needs are.
Yeah, like that you said, what they're saying and what they're not saying, because that's really important. And people are at all different points and levels of, whether it's frustration or they're feeling okay. You just never know what's going on in somebody's world. So sometimes what they say isn't always exact. You have to go beyond that. There's other things that you can tell. So that's really interesting. Now, I think you've made some announcements along your path. You've had to make decisions. What's decision-making like during COVID-19? And what have you learned?
We've made some announcements. GenePrint was listed on the 4D list for the FCA for rapid serological tests. And we also introduced our infrared mask.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Has similar technology to our bra, and it's on your face. So infrared is good for your skin, as previously mentioned. And then we also added AG Plus yarn, which is a silver yarn that's antimicrobial. So it's washable and it's in a headband style.
Oh.
Pull it down if you need to grab a call or talk on the phone or eat, and then pull it back up, and it's washable. So it doesn't contribute to environmental problems, PPE, and it doesn't take away PPE from, first responders and necessary workers. Decision-making is quick. There's not really much time for marinating. Hmm. You just kind of need to take on the information as best you can in the moment, absorb it, let receive it, and then go with your gut. There's not much time to contemplate and lope up a lot sometimes, as much as you can, but you kind of need to make the decision and move on to the next thing.
Absolutely. So with all of the success that you've had, especially getting things done and moving mountains during these uncertain times, do you feel that there have been roadblocks in the way? And maybe you could just share with the Women Worldwide Network how you approach a challenge as a problem solver, knowing that you have to get something done.
When I receive a new problem or a new, pretty large task, one step at a time. And don't look at the end game and become overwhelmed with the turtle steps. I call it turtle stepping it out. So let's just move to the next step. And then we're going to move to the next one, and then to the next one, and then to the next one, with sort of a head down tunnel vision, when things are challenging, I tend to just go like head down and just dive right into it without letting myself go into a fear place or thinking of what could go wrong or what could happen. It's best to get somewhere and have some troubles than not go anywhere. Right. And you can course correct as needed. So just one step at a time, and quick. I can speak for myself personally. I'm a pretty quickly in this particular COVID environment, we've gotten feedback that, you know, our team is very responsive, quick, agile. You know, people ask us a lot.
That's a big word.
How are you able to accomplish something that maybe a larger distributor that's been doing this for a long time, you know, sometimes maybe can't? We're just flash frying it. You need something, we'll try to get it. Move on to the next thing. Figure it out. Work the problem one step at a time. Just work the problem. If you get to a dead end, try another angle and just keep doing that until you get the result that you need. Almost every single time, you know, you'll get there. Just, you know, try not to think about it too much and just move to the task.
Do you have to educate the people around you about these, I think you call them turtle steps, or do people just naturally watch and learn as you sort of head down and focus step by step by step?
I'm not sure.
I wonder if people just, you know, I mean, I know that I have a certain way that I work with the team, and sometimes it is to say, hey, try it this way. And other times they just kind of go along with the flow, you know? So I was just curious, is it more just go along with the flow, or do you all talk about this process?
It depends on what it is. It depends on if it's a group effort, or if we're dividing and conquering, or if we're asking someone to assist in something. You know, if it's a larger task, you know, it's a group effort and we, you know, all have different skill sets. So we pick the skills that are most closely to one another. If we're, delegating out the task, then we suggest, the next few steps of what they would maybe try in order to, you know, get that result. If I do feel stifled or I feel someone else is stifled or frustrated with a process, then instead of looking at the next step in front, then that's when it's time to go back to the bigger picture and remind ourselves, why are we doing this? Why are we here? Right?
Yeah.
Getting past the paperwork challenge while frustrating, that's when you do go to the big picture of, right, but this is helping kids, or this is getting more tests out there, or this could help an elderly facility, or there's red tape, but this could help these people receive more rapid tests, which could have a larger domino effect to, you know, the greater good. So stay in that.
Oh, you just read my mind. I was just going to say that. It's the greater good. Excellent. What about, Rachel, any aha moments or even uh-oh that you learned something super significant that is kind of stuck with you and you want to share with Women Worldwide?
Something super significant, you know, with this particular team of people, I would say that, you know, as someone who has had companies and startups longer than as I've been alive than not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Observing from the past, and then where I'm at, where we're at now, you know, there's a lot of things that need to happen. If, you know, I always say an idea is not worth anything. Execution is. And why? Because executing that idea, having the right team to execute on that idea, and then having the idea grow is what's really important, hard, impactful, and rewarding. So in order for that to happen, there needs to be a lot of puzzle pieces that fit together. And sometimes I've observed as an advisor to many startups and in my own company, like some of the puzzle pieces fit together and some of them just don't.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that the idea or the team is not great. But sometimes it's just right place, right time. Sometimes it's magic. Sometimes it's particularly learning from the past and then seeking out those puzzle pieces and being lucky enough to find them. And recognizing when they're not there. And instead of just, it doesn't matter, we have to get there anyway, which is a very common energy for entrepreneurs, to say, no, we've got to have all of these puzzle pieces fit. And awareness of keeping an eye out for them in the future. And in this particular team, I haven't ever seen this many puzzle pieces aligned before. You know, so it makes me confident in it, but also humble and grateful to continue doing it. And we receive feedback that, you know, we're helping people and they're grateful for that. And, you know, I learn every day from our scientists and our virology team. It gives me a masterclass in serology tests every morning for about an hour. I never had any idea.
More learning.
my world, but I am just humbled and grateful beyond measure. And to have the hardworking business team that we have that is just relentless and tenacious, and to have all of that aligned, you know, it feels so powerful that circumvents or prevents any other feelings of worry or hardship or you know, things that we're scared of. All of that makes me feel comfortable and excited to move forward. And when the comfortable and the excitement is greater than the fear, you know, we're in the right place.
Definitely. Yeah. It sounds like you have a lot of great moments. So, you know, people are around you, and you just mentioned the puzzle pieces. And so working as a team, how do you all stay focused and motivated? And do you ever have to create the sense of calm or manage any kind of stress? Because like you said, there are moments where there could be stress rather than the happy feeling of, So is that something that you find?
I believe so. I think we've been lucky that we all have it at different times. So we can, you know, sort of help one another and notice, is the stress like, there's just a lot going on today? Or is it like, no, I think this person needs a break.
Right. Yeah. You
know? And learning to recognize that in oneself and to gently share that with another team member. Without being accusatory of their personality or traits, but just sharing of, you know, hey man, maybe it's a good time to like take the rest of the afternoon off or something.
Yeah, nothing personal. It's just, it would be good for you.
Can you take Sunday off? You know? We communicate to one another or taking, you know, weekend days off and things like that, because it's just, it's not, and I don't love that word, taking off. I've never liked that as an entrepreneur. I've never enjoyed the balance conversation, because when you're doing what you really love, like you just want to get, the more you work, the faster you're going to get there, right? And that's just so exciting.
But sometimes the happier you get too.
Right?
Like I can totally relate. I'm always on. You know, taking off is like an interesting concept. I use the word interesting because sometimes I don't know how to take it. You know, I like to be on.
Achievement is directly related to entrepreneurial happiness, period.
Yeah, it's just happy. That's good.
Right. But change of scenery and switching of gears, which I like better than time off, is important. Yeah. Because when our brain is working under one function for too long, we can't really see it from an outside perspective or a different perspective. And sometimes it's when I'm not thinking about it that the thought I'm looking for comes.
And yes, that's amazing.
A long time to learn. I used to pound until I got there. I'd be frustrated with myself if I couldn't, you know, think of it. But then sometimes it's when I step away and I'm thinking of something else, something opposite entirely, that then it'll just come.
Right. That is a characteristic, I think, of the entrepreneur, where if something isn't going, you want to dive in and focus on it. But actually, I think the focus and the diving in keeps it away, where if you pivot to something else, stop thinking about it, suddenly it flows and the answer comes to you. That happens to me all the time. It's like when you have a word on the tip of your tongue and you can't think what it is and you want to share it, or something that's happened that you want to share and you can't remember. Stop thinking about it. Think about something else. And then you're like, oh, I remember. Same thing.
Yeah. So,
well, you know, Rachel, I can't even believe we're sort of getting to the end of this lovely discussion. But this is the part where I ask you if you can just give some parting advice to the Women Worldwide audience who is either listening or watching on YouTube about what they can do to really move some mountains in their world and to create big impact.
Yeah, sure. I know Martha Beck teaches, you know, think of what you would love to do so much in your life that you can't imagine getting paid for it. And that's exactly what you'll get paid the most to do. So when we sit with ourselves and we really listen, instead of trying to find it through verbal, that we listen to the universe and listen to ourselves, those are often, you know, the most accurate and the most correct answers that we can trust, right? And I've rarely found fault with following that And if you feel that urge, that thing that you keep waking up and that thought that keeps coming, or, you know, while you're in the shower or driving, or that you keep coming back to, just give it a shot and go with it and just work it out one little turtle step at a time and see if it becomes something, and see if you become more intellectually curious about it. And if so, then you're going in the right direction and keep going.
Excellent. Yeah. I mean, if it keeps coming back, that means something. So great advice, Rachel. Last question, super easy. Where can people find out more about you and your company and all the great things that you're doing?
Yeah, sure. So infrawear.com, infrawear. And then RxBra on all social media, and RxBra.com.
Excellent. Rachel, thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing your journey, letting us know how you are moving mountains, and just giving really, really great advice. So thank you.
Thank you, Deirdre. It's nice to see you.
Oh, it's so nice to see you. And also want to give a big thank you to NRPR and Nicole Rodriguez, who is the founder and CEO of the company, for sponsoring this episode of Women Worldwide. And also thank you to all of you for being here, for showing up, for being dedicated. And you know what? Please keep the feedback and the conversations going. You always know how to find me. I'm on Twitter at Dee Breckenridge, and you can always email me, Deirdre@pureperformance.com with two N's.com. Okay, friends, until our next episode, stay safe, energized, focused, and feeling empowered. Thank you.